Cancer treatments may be entering a new phase. Traditional chemotherapy drugs attack both a patient's tumor and many healthy cells. You get even sicker before you get well. You have to recover your strength for another round of treatment. Now, scientists are finding ways to target only the tumor cells. This latest medical advance comes from the Stanford University School of Medicine. Scientists there have found a way to trick kidney cancer cells into killing themselves. We have more this morning from NPR's Joe Palca.
The basic tools of cancer therapy are surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, or radiotherapy. But if a tumor starts to spread, surgery is often not an option. That's bad news for patients with kidney cancer.
In kidney cancer, radiotherapy and chemotherapy have been very ineffective over the years.
Amato Jacha is a cancer researcher at Stanford. He's been looking at the genetic properties of kidney cells, also referred to as renal cells, that have turned cancerous. It turns out these cells are unusual even for cancer cells. Most of them have lost a gene called VHL. So Jacha used that information to look for potential drugs.
Look for molecules that selectively kill those renal cells that lack VHL.
And as he reports in the journal Cancer Cell, he found one. It has the unmemorable name of STF62247. But it has the memorable property of only targeting kidney cancer cells missing VHL.
VHL is lost, you treat with this drug, and they die.
One interesting thing is the way they die. All cells have a kind of internal recycling process, where compounds inside the cell are broken down and their chemicals reused. But Jacha says there has to be a balance.
If you have too much of this process, you drive cells into death.
That's what the new compound does. But only the kidney cancer cells, a kind of death by overzealous recycling. It's a process known by the technical term autophagy, or autophagy. It seems to be pronounced both ways. Kimrin Rathmel also studies kidney cancer. She's at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
Autophagy's been really troublesome as whether it's a mechanism that keeps the cells alive or if it's a mechanism that you can utilize to promote cell death. And here they've shown that they can promote cell death.
Of course, once the kidney cancer cells have died, in theory, the cancer should go away. Rathmel says Jacha's work is part of a new direction for researchers looking for cancer therapies.
If we can find really the linchpin that keeps the cancer going and we can target that specifically, then those drugs can have, you know, really tremendous potential to either induce very long-term remission, stable disease, or even cure.
But she and other researchers say it's premature to get too excited about the new Stanford research. Giovanni Melillo is with the National Cancer Institute.
One has to be very careful in translating what one finds in the laboratory or in animal studies to patients.
Melillo has seen a lot of promising cancer therapies over the years that have just fizzled out. But he says there is reason to be optimistic about the new Stanford compound STF62247.
One reason why this particular approach is exciting is because, again, it's based on a strong rationale that exploits a specific genetic defect of tumor cells.
So far, the new drug has only been effective in mice, but the Stanford researchers have begun the process of getting it ready to test in humans. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.